This is GQDN for Monday, January 8th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line. Put in the word quest to get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's all of you people. And by stackup.org. Go check them out. Great community. In today's news, we have Sony doing a little explanation, AMD doing a little hardware checks, and The Last of Us got some awards, but also got snubbed. But today, we begin with Activision Blizzard, and rockpapershotgun.com did say that some of the former executives is suing the company due to age discrimination, calling them old white guys, end quote. And that was reported by Law 360. So the lawsuit does allegedly make the former Blizzard or Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick was named in that because he said, quote, there are too many old white guys. That was at the company a few months ago. So the unnamed executives did file a lawsuit because one of those people were not promoted, and instead a, quote, non-white employee, end quote, was promoted. And the manager in question did criticize the plaintiff's work. So now the plaintiffs are asking for damages to make up the loss for their earnings and their impact for career advancement, along with damaged reputations and emotional distress and wrongful termination, along with the legal costs. So we will keep an eye on this. But something you might be interested in. Dot Esports did say that NVIDIA is teaming up with Twitch and OBS to enhance your broadcasting. Okay, so how is that going to happen? Well, we'll begin with the team up itself, because OBS will have a new feature called Enhanced Broadcasting, which means the streamers will now have an encode up to 5 concurrent streams to Twitch itself. And streamers sometimes have to broadcast lower resolutions to reach many viewers as possible. But with the enhanced broadcasting, the broadcaster can they can stream to different places at 480p and 30 frames per second, all the way up to 4K resolution and 60 FPS. And now we're given the options to all sorts of viewers for speeds and devices. Now, that feature will also power the NVIDIA GeForce RTX graphic cards. In fact, now what Twitch says, need transcodes? Already have an NVIDIA GPU? Join our beta. Participants will receive early access to a new version of OBS Studio that generates additional video qualities similar to transcodes. Automatic stream configuration makes it easy to try. And that will go live later on this month. That's according to NVIDIA. We'll see what happens. Now, one of the former Baldur's Gate 3 directors is making a new game, and that is Sven Vinke. And all he said was, quote, been a great morning. After 4 months of rewriting and abandoning ideas and then revisiting them, finally figured out what Act 1 on this thing I've been working on needs to be. Quote me when it is revealed to see how much of today's draft survives. I suspect a lot, end quote. But what could he be working on? Well, that is something that he is not talking about yet, mainly due to Baldur's Gate 3 having issues there with Xbox. They're still working on that, but with that coming to fruition and them coming up with a new game, well, he did leave a hint, didn't he? Now, some people may not be happy with this one, because Apex Legends will have a new skin. Why? Well, we'll talk about them later. It's Final Fantasy Rebirth. But as for Apex Legends, in order to get those skins, you have to do some stuff. You gotta play the game. But if you want the one-winged angel, you have to get all 36 cosmetics. That includes the Buster Sword. Yeah. So it is out there, and they're saying that it'll cost around $300. And I think that's more one of the reasons why that Apex people don't like that. But they could be frustrated too, because it's a 1% chance of getting those drops. Good luck if you play that game, and if you want to get those skins. If not, that's fine too. Because one of the other things that caught my eye was Sony was explaining how Stray, former award winner, and some other third-party games did get some support. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and Sean Benson had an interview with Boardroom. And Sean is the global head of the third-party portfolio acquisitions. So he was a part of the partnerships that was going on between the third-party vendors and PlayStation. And he was making sure that those games did get some support. But he also said that some of the partnerships does not have a traditional deal. Some of those don't. Some do. But that does not mean that the game is bad if they don't have that traditional deal. Sometimes they're good. And they did support games like Stray in order for them to get more recognition. So if Sony wants to help out a game, look what happens. Stray got an award 2 years ago. Yeah, it was that good. It did not have to speak a word. Write them down, yes, but didn't have to speak it. But a lot of people were talking last night because, hey, the Golden Globes did happen, and The Last of Us, even though they got 8 Emmys, they did not win one Golden Globe. Not one. This comes to us from Kotaku and .esports. So these pieces are basically saying that, quote, art is subjective, end quote. And with the Creative Arts Emmys having some specific categories, that put The Last of Us show over. But when it came to the traditional award show, like the Golden Globes, it was more of a traditional awards, like Best Actress, Best Actor in a TV Series, Best TV Series, so on and so forth, where The Last of Us did not win a single award there. Now, on January 15th, which is 1 week from today, the Primetime Emmys, oh boy, here we go, will be on, and The Last of Us will be up against Succession for some of the awards, like Drama Series, Lead Actor, Lead Actress, Directing, and Writing. So, it is award season. Yes, it is. It is award season. If there was an award for hardware, you think AMD would get it? This comes to us from Engadget.com. The next two articles does that. Because there they're talking about two different types of AMD stories. The first one we're going to is the Radeon RX 7600 XT. And indeed, they were talking about the different things that this would come with, such as a 1440p with 60 FPS, which would help out with the Starfield series. And it goes to 60 FPS, which would go with the Shadow of the Tomb Raider. And it will be available for purchase on January 24th. And it's priced for $330. Yep. Oh, they're also saying that AMD could also bring in AI to the Ryzen 800G desktop chips. Now, that was brought up at CES 2024, and AMD wanted to be the first company to deliver the laptop chips, the NPUs for AI, but this year, they want to do the same thing for desktops. So that's why the Ryzen 8000G processors are coming, and that'll be done for AI. Now, the processor does average about 90 FPS for Baldur 3, and that's in 1080p. But that's just one instance. But they also said the new Ryzen chip is about 60% faster than Intel's while playing Far Cry 6 in 1080p. So this is going to cost $250, essentially, just to get that for your PC. Now we get to some game, finally. Because NintendoEverything.com did say that the UK list was out for the most played for Nintendo. And that is number one, EA Sports FC 24. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 took second, and Hogwarts Legacy took third. Super Mario Bros. Wonder took fourth, and Grand Theft Auto 5, wink wink, went fifth. Coincidence? I think not. Okay, just having a little fun. But what else could be fun? Well, how about a cheap way to get Final Fantasy VII Rebirth? Well, DualShockers did put that idea forth, and it's more about mainly the bonuses that you get. So in Rebirth, essentially you're going to be exploring the world outside of Midgar. Duh. Right? But here that we're talking about how would you procure the game and all of its glory for cheaper or more valuable prices. Well, there is a deal on the PlayStation Store how you can get Final Fantasy Remake Integrard. It'll be a downloadable copy. And that's a part of the pre-order bonuses that could be a part of the Rebirth's debut. So, they did say here's the standard edition, Final Fantasy Rebirth, or 7 Rebirth. $70 at Amazon, and at Best Buy, and at GameStop, and at Walmart, and the PlayStation Store. $70. Now, there are the pre-order bonuses, where at Amazon, your pre-order bonus is a PS5 controller skin. Best Buy, you get an exclusive Steelbook case. GameStop, you get an exclusive Final Fantasy VII Rebirth hat. Walmart, an in-game Midgar Bangle accessory. The PlayStation Store is two things. The Digital Twin Pack Edition gets the Moogle Trio Summoning Materia, and the Deluxe Edition gets the Shinra Plus Midgar Bangle accessory. In fact, for the Deluxe Edition, you get the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth base game, an art book, a mini soundtrack, and a steelbook case. The Collector's Edition, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth Deluxe Edition, you get the Rebirth Static Arts Sephiroth statue, Moogle Trio Summoning Materia, Magic Pot Summoning Materia, Reclaimant Choker, and Orchid Bracelet. And right now for Final Fantasy VII Remake and Integrard, the cheapest way to get it is via the PlayStation Store. And you will get Integrard for free. That's good. But now we go to what's bad or evil. Okay, it's called to the Lamb, okay? And, well, it is evil. They're going to have a sex update. Yeah, it's called Sins of the Flesh, and that'll arrive on January 16th. So, that'll be up for all the platforms. Yep, have fun with that one. But we can't end on an evil note, no. All I'm going to say is PlayStationLifestyle.net did show a tweet from Spyro. 2024 motto, you gotta believe. Could there be a new Spyro game? We shall see. So yeah, it's Spyro. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people. It's fun!